Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I know you and I have talked about this before. Maybe some would say bragged about it, but we're both really lucky to have great relationships with our dads.
Oh my God. Our dads are truly the best. I know everyone says that, but we're the ones that are right.
Exactly, 100%. And it is fair to acknowledge that not everybody grows up having a close relationship with their dad or their mom or, you know, family in general. Like Tesla CEO Elon Musk's child, she just turned 18 and now she wants to be cut off from her famous dad.
Yeah, she's asking the court for a name change and said she doesn't want to be associated with Elon anymore.
Look, let's be fair. I don't think she's going to be the only child of his to maybe change their name at some point.
Honestly, like as soon as you can speak, I would assume these children are going to be changing their names.
100%. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, June 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Richies, I think it's safe to say a lot of us would think it's pretty cool to be the child of a famous celeb, mostly because you're rich and you can get acting roles that you didn't earn.
Yeah.
But not if you're Elon Musk's kid. He may be the richest man in the world, but his daughter does not want anything to do with him. And now that she's 18, she submitted a court filing asking for a name change and a new birth certificate. And she's told the court it's because she's done with her dad and wants to be totally disconnected from him. Mm. So Elon's daughter filed the petition to a Los Angeles County Superior Court just last April, but the filing came to light publicly on Monday.
So the alleged document was leaked to Twitter by user at KnowNothingTV. Now, since she's 18, she's a legal adult, so she was able to file this request on her own and did not need permission from either of her parents. And in the document, both her original birth name and her proposed name have been redacted.
Okay.
And in an effort to respect her wish for privacy, we're not going to be using either. Mm-hmm. But we can say that she wants to drop her dad's famous last name and in the filing, she gave two reasons as to why she wants a new name. The first, she cited a change in her gender identity, but also added, "I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form."
Seems pretty clear to me.
There's no ambiguity there.
No. So considering she's explicitly said that she doesn't want to be connected to her dad anymore, we could obviously assume that Elon and his daughter may not have the best relationship. I don't know if we're going out on a limb.
Well, he's going to space all the time. That can't be.
Yeah, you're never at my games. You're always in space.
Yeah.
So since the petition became public, Elon hasn't directly commented on his daughter's reasoning for the name change. He's way too busy tweeting about cheese, which is true. So don't come for me. Go look it up.
He'll still come for you.
But he did criticize the media and defend his daughter's request for privacy.
Yeah, so after TMZ first broke the story about the petition, the Daily Beast reached out to get a statement from Elon, and he commented on the media's handling of the news, including publishing her name. He said his daughter does not want to be a public figure and added, "I think it is important to defend her right to privacy." He then spoke about how the media revealing her identity essentially outs her as a transgender person without her consent. He said, "Please don't out someone against their will. It's not right."
And I agree with him.
Yes, I agree with these sentiments.
Yes.
In this context of how he's using them.
Yes, 100%. But it's also, let's be honest, more than likely a tactic.
Yes.
To be like, let's get mad at the media, not me.
Yeah, let's shift the focus.
Yeah. But again, do agree with the sentiments. And we do appreciate him asking the media not to out his daughter. Like, that's not something the media should ever be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be outing people in any way. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. Sydney Herald.
Yeah. And we also hope that maybe Elon's learned how to be a better ally for trans people, because when it comes to trans issues, Elon's track record is not the greatest. He has previously come under fire for mocking pronouns and making light of LGBTQIA+ issues.
Yeah. Back in July of 2020, he told his Twitter followers, quote, "pronouns suck." And his girlfriend at the time, musician Grimes, quickly tweeted back, "I love you, but please turn off your phone or give me a call. I cannot support hate. Please stop this. I know this isn't your heart."
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, I loved that. And then in December of that year, 2020, Elon shared a cartoon of a soldier smearing blood on his face while wearing a hat with the slogan, "I love to oppress." Cute.
Yeah.
And in the tweet, the cartoon had the caption, "When you put he, him in your bio."
Wow.
Of course, Elon got a ton of backlash for this.
Of course. Yeah. And he responded by tweeting, "I absolutely support trans, but all these pronouns are an aesthetic nightmare."
Which I don't even know what that means.
What is he talking? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, it doesn't make your bio look great? Like, what?
It's like, Elon, I wouldn't worry about pronouns making your bio look bad.
Yeah.
It's got to be the least of your worries.
Right. So he then continued to defend his comments by pointing out that his company, Tesla, previously ranked number one on the Corporate Equality Index, which is an annual list of the best places for members of the LGBTQ+ community to work. Mm-hmm. The list is put together by the Human Rights Campaign, and they actually responded by asking Elon to apologize for his insensitive comments. Mm-hmm. And the organization's president, Alfonso David, also released a statement saying, "Elon Musk's tweet mocking pronouns is exactly the opposite of what inclusive leadership looks like today. It's also decidedly out of step with the best practices we advise companies. Musk should apologize."
Musk being like, "Well, my company is ranked high on the Corporate Equality Index," is the same as somebody being like,
"Yep,
my best friend is black. I'm not racist."
I was just going to say that.
Sorry, that does not preclude you from being racist or homophobic.
100%.
And so considering all of Elon's history, the communications director of the National LGBTQ Task Force, Kathy Renna, told the Daily Beast she hoped his daughter's filing would be a wake-up call for him, adding, "We hope that she finds support from other family members and knows she has a large community that supports her no matter what."
So we don't know exactly how Elon feels about his daughter's gender identity and name change, but the day before the petition was made public, Elon tweeted for Father's Day saying, "I love all my kids so much. And we know that his daughter at least has the support of her mother, Justine Musk. Mm. She tweeted on Monday about how proud she is of her daughter.
Yeah, in the tweet, Justine recounted a sweet conversation with her daughter. She doesn't name her daughter, but refers to her as 18-year-old. Now, Justine has twins with Elon, but we can assume she's referring to the daughter who petitioned the court. Mm-hmm. And in her tweet, Justine said her 18-year-old had told her, "I had a weird childhood," and added, "I can't believe I'm as normal seeming as I am." Justine said she told her daughter, "I'm very proud of you," and said her daughter then replied, "I'm proud of myself."
Oh, what a great reply.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Justine's like, "I thought you were going to say I'm proud of you, but okay."
Well, you know, she made her, so in a roundabout way, she's proud of her too.
There it is. There
but
it
only
is.
Her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's where the list ends.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.